There'll be more news coming up soon, as well as our first feature. But now it's time for the weekly selection of letters from the evening news, including comments on local heroes and the colour of buses.
Neil Cook of Old Catton feels the City Council could have done more to honour our local heroine. He writes, "On these winter nights, as I pass through Tombland, I note that the spotlight set into the pavement in front of the Edith Cavell Memorial leaves her bust in darkness atop her cenotaph. Lighting her up would have gone some way to relieve the otherwise bland and unheroic setting for her memorial that Norwich City Council has given us to look at for the next few years."
The recent headlines in the press on whether to head or not to head the football has prompted readers to contact the paper by email. Johnny writes, "There are loads of examples where dementia has been experienced by former pro footballers. It is well known that the old leather footballs, especially when wet, were extremely heavy." And Flint in Chalk adds, "Little kids who ride ponies wear helmets. Little kids who do gymnastics use crash mats. Most sports go out of their way to avoid blows to the head. Yet heading the ball is still part of junior football in the UK. Stopping that would be a start." And the final word goes to Baggio. "New findings suggest that footballers who frequently head the ball can end up with dementia." Well, were they expecting to find that they wouldn't? As if heading a football could make them immune or something? Ridiculous headline. I doubt that my grandma headed too many footballs, but she has it.
This week, the Evening News published a letter from an unnamed person with memories of a fateful night in 1942. Our correspondent writes, "Reading about Sam Bussey in the Evening News, who is to be honoured having given his life serving others, first as a policeman and then a fireman in World War II, reminded me of war being on our own doorstep. I have memories of the night of April the 22nd, 1942, spending the night in the basement of 26 Cambridge Street with my family because there was an air raid alert on and the evacuees were staying with us, which included Daisy Coward, the lovely aunt of Noel Coward from London. She asked me to go up to her room to bring down her jewellery, which I did. I heard the explosion of a bomb nearby and sat on the stairs clutching the jewellery. When the all-clear sounded, about 4 a.m, my dad and I got on our bicycles and cycled through a street full of rubble in Rupert Street. The houses had been bombed. And that was to get to my father's business, the Rigby Print Company in Bethel Street, to make sure it was safe. It was, fortunately. All were on red alert in Bethel Street, and the firefighters were out and about from the station. This was real war on our doorstep, and it's marvellous that the names of Sam Bussey, Arthur Pennymore, Arthur Wilby, and George Smith will appear on a memorial plaque which is to be unveiled in Bethel Street Police Station."
Norwich reader P.F. Alcock is going to watch the change in colour of our city's buses with interest. He writes, "I felt I had to write after reading an item concerning the return of red buses to Norwich streets after many years' absence. I assume that all these nice new red buses will be tucked up in their garage for the night when services change to the evening timetables. When the 23A Red Line service arrives at St Stephen's and changes to the 37 Purple Line, are these nice new red buses going to get a quick respray to purple? And vice versa on Castle Meadow when the Purple Line 37 changes to the 23A Red Line? Or will we just see Purple Line written on the front of a red bus for the purple part of the route? Seeing that I use the 37, I'll be watching with interest."
John Knights of Spixworth wants help in identifying a songbird in the city, and he writes, "I wonder if I might distract readers' attention from the sterile Brexit debate for long enough to ask whether anyone can tell me the species of songbird which every evening sings in the floodlights surrounding Norwich St Giles car park. I don't think it's a blackbird or thrush. Might it be a nightingale? In which case, if we could persuade it to fly just a few hundred yards, we could say that a nightingale sang in Anglia Square. Thank you for that one, John, and don't give up your day job. More letters next week, but now back to the news.